Well, it sounds like a broken record, but more rounds of heavy rain and storms are on the way. Yesterday, we got a little lucky in that the band of intense storms weakened as it moved into northeast Florida and Jacksonville. Having said that, there were numerous reports of wind gusts anywhere from 35 to 50 miles per hour. Had a few tree limbs down and even some sporadic brief power outages. But the storms themselves didn't pack that much of a punch, at least in the way of rain, that midday band of storms anyway. And it did drop temperatures some, only to recover quickly enough by late afternoon to redevelop storms over parts of Clay and St. Johns County, and they were intense. They produced a lot of lightning and some very heavy rain. We had a few reports of small hail, mostly pea-sized hail from around Green Cove Springs to the outlet malls to St. Augustine. We had a wind gust of 50 miles per hour and quite the lightning show as well. Those moved offshore. And now we continue with the same kind of pattern where we've got this upper-level trough of low pressure just to our west or along the Gulf Coast. And remember, low pressure in the northern hemisphere, it rotates counterclockwise. So we're in a southerly flow of air, and then disturbances are pinwheeling around that. Imagine a bicycle wheel, right? And it's going in reverse, not forward, because, again, low pressure rotates counterclockwise. So when that happens, you get these disturbances kind of like a spoke on a wheel. And as each disturbance moves through, we get a band and a round of showers and thunderstorms. And some of them can be very heavy and produce a lot of rain. And then we get breaks in between. It also has a tendency to be a cloudier weather pattern. And that plays a role in a lot of ways as to just how much rain and storms we get. Because if we stay cloudy and relatively stable, then we have fewer storms or at least lesser intensity. If we have more sunshine and it heats up, then that can fuel those storms even more. Safe to say, on and off showers and thunderstorms the rest of the week. Some heavy downpours, isolated to a few widely scattered strong to severe storms will be possible at just about any time. And it's not always a daytime thing, as we've seen the past few days. And again, overnight to some degree, we will see storms that can pop up during the overnight hours and even into the morning. And then you can catch a little bit of a break only to see more storms later in the day and into the evening. Rainfall amounts look to average 2 to 4 inches the rest of the week, but some local neighborhoods will see 5 or more inches of rain in what will be a genuine soaker this week. Not a bad thing. We can always use the rain. It's just getting to be a little bit much, right? And this is the first month of our wet season, so it's not unusual to be wet this time of year. It's also the peak of our lightning season from now through about the next 4 or 5 weeks. So keep an eye to the sky. Respect that lightning, making sure you get indoors if you hear a thunder, and wait at least 30 minutes since that last thunder clap before going back outside. Temperatures at least being held in check with all the rain and cloud cover in the 80s for the most part this week. The average high is in the lower 90s, so that helps out a little bit. But, of course, the humidity is very high, so we still are uncomfortable. We have those high feel-like temperatures. And by the weekend, it does appear that this upper-level trough and low-pressure area will finally lift away, and we'll go back into a more typical summertime weather pattern where it's hot, and then we get some afternoon storms on the sea breeze, and that'll be Saturday and Sunday. And we'll get temperatures back into the lower 90s. In the tropics, well, as expected, Brett was upgraded first to a tropical depression Monday morning and then tropical storm Brett Monday afternoon. Moving west-northwestbound, could become a hurricane upon approach to the Caribbean, or even a little before that, actually. Over the next day or two, the conditions are particularly favorable for strengthening, but once it nears the Caribbean, the shear increases rather dramatically, and there will also be some pockets of drier air, and indications are that Brett will weaken at that point. Let's hope it's before there's any interaction with the Lesser Antilles and or Puerto Rico, but that's going to be a close call by Friday night for Puerto Rico, the way it looks, and perhaps some other parts of the northern Caribbean islands, and then there should be more of a turn to the north and a weakening trend thereafter. It doesn't appear there would be significant impacts at this point for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida, but obviously still early in the game and something to keep an eye on. But Brett, also the farthest east that a tropical system has ever developed in the Atlantic hurricane season. And why that's noteworthy is that you typically see these kinds of storms in August and September, even into October, but very rarely in June. But here we go with Brett. And there's one right behind it, a well-organized and strong tropical wave that may very well become Cindy. That's the next name on the list. But that looks like a pretty sharp turn to the north, and it would stay well east, but still very active. And still keeping an eye on the Gulf as well in the northern Caribbean, as this little trough of low pressure that I've been talking about that's sitting over the Gulf Coast area, it might try to develop persistent thunderstorms over the Gulf that could quickly spur low pressure to develop. Spin up an area of low pressure. Forecast models have been very inconsistent on this potential, but it is something to keep an eye on and to be watchful and wary of. Although if a system did develop, it would not likely be very strong. It would, however, enhance an already heavy rainfall setup across the peninsula. Always more Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com, updated every single day during the hurricane season. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.